From the time I was a child, I had a calling to become a doctor. Don't ask me how I knew or why. I just did. By the time I was 25 years old, I was one. Upon becoming a doctor, I immediately became driven to find the reasons people were coming to see me and fix them so that they wouldn't have to come back to see me as often, and eventually, not at all for the same problems. This path, it led me to having a very successful practice in helping many people. But there had to be more I could do to help more people, change more lives. I was then called to take a holistic approach, looking at all the aspects of a patient's health, and offer lifestyle changes, supplements, adjustments, among other modalities, to bring higher level health outcomes to the patients' lives that I touched. Incremental improvements were observed in the patients that I was working with, for sure. Yet, I was still called to go further on my own journey and do more for more. I was beginning to realize that I had to be my best to do the best for others. And to be my best, I had to follow the path of higher purpose, higher order, and see where it led me. In 1996, I awoke from a dream, a vision of an old hotel that I would renovate and turn into a wellness center to offer more holistic options and create a space to house a team of holistic healers to work together to provide a more complete holistic experience. In 2003, the doors of Optimal Wellness Center, formerly the Yorktown Hotel, and located across the street from my second location at the time, opened and served all those who came until 2020. During that time, I was called to begin teaching and do healings in public to share the insights and the gift of healing with anyone who would listen, in hopes of sharing life lessons and demonstrating the power of healing that we all possess. Several CDs, DVDs, and even a TV pilot were produced and made available, and still are for anyone who feels called to them in hopes of spreading the message of healing to a greater number of people and touching more lives in a positive way. I was then called to speak in a structured format to a group of chosen souls and record what was shared. I did so for 12 weeks, and at the end of that time, I realized I had been inspired to speak a book, chapter by chapter, in a stream of consciousness. The book was to be called The Practice, and it was published in 2011. After publishing it, I was called to do a series of videos where I went through each chapter and taught it personally, adding real-life experiences and audience participation. I did as I was asked, and I put all of this material on the nonprofit site, thepracticeheals.org. So that others could always have access to these teachings for all time. These teachings are also now found on the Sovereign Soul Channel, which houses all of my life's work. All the while, in my one-on-one practice, I worked tirelessly to show what miracles of healing were possible by dedicating one's life to the practice of living and serving the order of creation and the limitless power within it, what I call God. Sensing a shift was coming in my role and purpose, I developed and scaled the Optimal Wellness Center into an online wellness platform called Heart Healthy Homes, offering products, practices, and plans for those interested in living a holistic, wellness-based lifestyle and taking greater control over their own health and wellness. Heart Healthy Homes now serves people all over the country with products and all over the world with information and resources to accomplish these goals. Then, on my 51st birthday, I walked out of the room with my last patient as a doctor. I had no idea what the next would be, but God had made it clear to me that this chapter was over and whoever I would become and however I would serve life, that would no longer be the context. It was time to leave the title, the room, and the schedule behind and become more available to serve on a larger scale in a form yet to be discovered or revealed to me. Now, for me to leave behind who I was and not know who I would become was, dare I say, normal at this point in my life, albeit challenging. To swim away from the pier of all human accomplishments of 51 years, let alone leave behind being a prolific healer and a physician with a successful practice, and flow down the river that takes one to the vast ocean of anonymity, having no idea how to connect on that level is, to say the least, interesting. But I must say, I wasn't fearful as much as I was excited and curious to challenge and develop my current abilities and discover new ones to navigate the waters of change and transformation. The unknown is always full of the known, just waiting to be discovered. As always, life does provide a roadmap to those who can read the signs, and I had given my life to see and read the signs, and most importantly, follow them, no matter where they may appear to lead. This journey would be no different, and I was excited to go on it. The 4 years that followed resulting in me getting what I love to call my doctorate in radical experiential transformation from Life University, going down a river of experiences that were not only full of class six rapids, but also full of jagged rocks and waterfalls. My goodness, it was amazing. The difficulties I endured were not meant to bring suffering or stress, but transformation and liberation from all that would not be going with me on the next leg of my journey. I arrived at a delta of change so vast and transformational that it blew me out of the water. Upon passing through this delta, I found myself in an ocean of possibility, so vast that it left me more motivated, driven, and called to serve than ever before. And at the same time, powerless to know where to begin based on the sheer scale of change that I would become a tiny part of bringing about. Now let's just take a minute. I know that listening to all of this, any of this, and not knowing all the details of what I'm saying or even who the heck I am, you can be asking yourself, why am I still listening to this person? Why haven't I clicked away, went on to the next video or search topic? And the fact that you are asking that question or are still interested in the journey I'm sharing with you tells you everything you need to know. You are a seeker, a searcher. You are curious of the ways of life, and you are willing to take risk to learn more about the mystery of it all and what's out there, how it works. And that quality that you and I share in common is the seed of calling. It is the undeniable power source of being a true servant of life and giving your life to serve life as called and explore possibilities, even ones that appear to be impossible. I know that at first hearing this may sound like some sort of spiritual or religious statement, but I assure you it's not. It is a fundamental function that exists within all of us on some level, and some of us at a higher level, more active level, and it is tied to a higher order and your higher purpose, the higher purpose of all life. It is the key that begins to unlock the doors of higher order and within that a higher consciousness and mystery and make them available to experience on so many levels that you do not even believe exist, let alone believe are possible. Well, I assure you, they do and they are. So what motivates me to even sit here and share this with you all? Well, the answer is simple. The same thing that drove me to do all that I have mentioned so far. And the real reason why I even shared it with you. Everything that brought me to this moment is what motivates me, along with everything I will experience as a result of this moment. I am driven by the higher order that creates me to be what I am at the deepest level. And I have dedicated my life to the order of life itself. I am joyful to serve any and all functions that result from that dedication. I follow many forms of guidance and awareness on this path of purpose with sovereign dedication. I do so as a sovereign soul for all eternity, and I know that without doubt and therefore fear. I am a soul that serves God through aligning with life's order and the love for creation that is within us all. I fulfill my purpose and function in being that, doing all that is asked of me in every moment. It's that simple, really. That's literally why I'm here in front of you right now. If you find what I'm saying the least bit interesting or are still listening or reading, the same is true for you. Not by your choice, but by life's order that creates the ability to do so. The canvas for every moment to exist and cease to exist. I can tell you this for sure. As a servant at scale, I will continue to do my best to dedicate what I am to serve this process by sharing all that I have come to know on this journey with all who are called to listen and follow this calling within themselves. I have no ulterior motive. I'm being completely transparent, as can be observed by anyone who is really listening to what I'm sharing. I'm not asking for followers or subscribers. Do as you are guided. It is my intention to fulfill this purpose of serving at scale, as I am guided by the order of life, as it has always been, even before I had the words to describe it. I share with you because it is my purpose and function to do so. I have no expectations of what will happen, what you will think, or how you will feel about what I'm sharing with you. All I offer is a way forward that will allow you to align with a higher order, fulfill a higher purpose, and serve a higher power. This path leads you to a greater inner peace through serving a greater order. I leave you with this inspired truth. A rose does not bloom so that it can be seen or told it is beautiful. A rose blooms because it was created to bloom. Until next time, I am Sovereign Soul.